As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, how you with me?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
And here we go, Monday, the 7th day of April, 2025. And I always forget that we do. I've lived here 25 years, it's going on 26 years.
Yeah.
And I always forget that we do prom in April. And so much love to everybody who survived prom this weekend. You all looked amazing. What I saw on social media, everybody looked amazing.
So cute.
And thankful for all the parents that survived it, hopefully. You know what I mean?
Heavy duty stuff.
Is prom not the first time when it smacks you in the face as a parent? And I wouldn't know anything about it, but when it really smacks you in the face as a parent that, holy crap, they're out on their own in the wild right now. And things could go sideways. And I've got to let it happen.
Yeah. It's crazy. My girlfriend that I grew up with, best friends, her daughter's 17. She went to her senior prom. She looked beautiful. The gown was beautiful. Everything was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And it was also like, oh my God, she's going to be 18. She's going to college. She looked like a woman. It was unbelievable.
This is exactly what
Yeah.
Thank you. You added the color to that because
it's crazy.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
With all of that, we're like, God. And I remember, you know, in that situation too, it was like, oh, okay, we're adults now.
Mm-hmm.
We're going out. We're going to a fancy place.
Yeah.
And doing stuff. You never went to yours.
No.
There may be more to that to come. Little tease for you.
Yeah.
That Michaela never went to her prom, at the very least, Michaela, I'm going to tell you this right now, this literally just came up this morning. If this other thing, we're thinking about throwing a prom for Michaela.
Yes.
Let's do it.
If we don't, at the very least, we're going to have one for you in the studio.
Listen, it's so cute.
I'll find out if this other thing's happening or not.
I love it.
I'm telling you.
I'll bring a disco ball. Let's go.
We already have a DJ. Who will also be her date, which will be weird, so the whole thing will be weird. No, we're going
to... She's used to having to work on our big nights.
Okay, here's what we're going to do. Honest to God, here's what we're going to do if this other thing doesn't happen. Like you said, we're bringing in a disco ball. We're going to... And we'll have Lisa come in. You guys will get... You'll get dressed up. We'll play a song. You'll dance. Prom over.
Love it.
Because that's what everybody does anyway.
Yeah.
They show up, they get pictures, they leave.
Totally.
Why?
Oh.
Wait, how, what?
May have been an accident by me. I think I might have pressed play.
Well, or is that the producer's way?
No.
Wrap it
is
up.
That the producer's way of going, hey, guys, enough of the talkie-talkie.
No.
Yeah, Chapel, way to go.
Chapel Roan waits for no one.
Uh-huh.
I feel so embarrassed. The radio version of you guys walking in while I'm using the bathroom. I'm so sorry, guys. Oh, excuse me.
You know what? We've been gone for a week.
Yeah.
Like, let's just go around. You good?
So good.
Yeah? Everything you wanted it to be?
More.
Did you purposely? I want you to know it was noticed. And I feel bad. I've learned something from this.
What?
I have. Did you purposely not take a single picture of your butt because I gave you so much grief about last time?
Oh, no. I have posts up of my abs, my arms.
Yes. Yes, you did.
I love this, though. I was laughing because I really was going to order a burqa that said the Chet Buchanan Show and post that on the beach since you give me such a hard time, but I couldn't do it in time.
I didn't give you a hard time.
Yes, you do.
I teased you because there were a lot of, because the last time there was a lot of butt pictures.
There was one.
There is one this time?
No, there was one last time.
Seemed like a lot more than that.
I know. Wasn't.
Well, see, this is what I've learned. Because did you really do it on purpose?
No, I did. I posted.
No. There's plenty of posts.
Yeah.
None of your butt.
Oh, no, because I wasn't surfing. No, we were just vibing.
It was a surfing.
Yeah.
Okay, now I understand.
Yeah. No, it was amazing. It was needed. It was the best. I'm sad that it's over, but it was great.
That's the good time. When you go, I'm really sad about this and I can't wait to do it again.
I know. It was so good.
And how did your new show go?
Oh, it was so good.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was really good. I have to say, literally everything worked out so perfect. I tried out some new stand-up, new tunes. It was great.
Yeah.
It was really nice.
And it all crushed?
Yeah, it crushed.
Good for you.
Thank God.
Adrian, a little visit home. Everything go well?
Everything was good. The weather kind of beat me up, so I'm under the weather. But my vibes are good. Just trying to get over this call.
Your vibes are always immaculate, please.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, good sir.
That's without question.
How are you doing?
We're good. You know what? Thank you for asking, because that goes right into this. What was the absolute best part of your weekend? That will be our first pick in just a minute. We have listen to this. We have a 4-pack of Resort Hopper tickets to Legoland California Resort. Yeah. And we're going to give those away with the first pick coming up in just a couple of seconds. If I can ever get this computer to get back around to let me play Chapel Roan, 72, just in case anybody's asking, 7207 is the number for Chapel Roan.
Noted.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
Yes, first things first. Who's our first pick winner?
We got Bree Guzman from the Southwest.
All right, then. Be specific. What was the absolute best part of your weekend? We don't hear, wait a minute. Somebody was in here touching stuff while we were gone again, like
always.
They always do. So it's always funny that I have to go back in and make sure that everything is now reset. And I don't know why they touched them.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Bree. We hear you now. What was the absolute best part of your weekend?
My best part of my weekend, probably just sleeping in from work.
I'll take that.
Love
I'll
that
take
answer.
That. That's usually not an acceptable answer, but we can hear that in your voice.
Yes.
That,
I needed some rest.
Yeah, you really did.
Yeah.
You really did. And you're gonna need to kind of fuel up a little bit, because you've got 4 Resort Hopper tickets to Legoland California Resort. So you got some steps in your future.
Thank you. Awesome.
Again, the world's largest Lego festival is coming to Legoland California Resort. Get ready for the most epic Lego play adventure May 3rd through June 8th. You can book now at Legoland.com. We will have tickets all week long. In fact, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to slot those into the first pick all week long.
Love.
So for those of you who get up early and listen to the show, we'll do that special for you, that we'll do the Legoland tickets in this spot all week. So you can win.
So much fun.
Could you narrow it down? Do you have an absolute best part of your weekend?
Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, it was a long trip, but I will say I tried out some. Listen, it was wonderful to have that time with my partner.
Michaela went for a week-long cruise to Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
Oh my. That she got paid for. because she was performing, which is even better. But she also kind of needed to get away from, you know, you, me, everybody else. She needed a minute away yes. from all of us.
And I did.
Oh, my God. And you look great. Like, I can
Thank
see it on
you.
Your face.
Well, you know what's so funny? I was getting text still from my family in the group chat. So I said, here's a little life hack. I sent a text that said, this AT&T user is unable to receive text messages at this time. And then my family didn't know if it was true or not. So they didn't text me the whole week. And I was like, bye, girls. Bye. That was really nice. They knew if there was an emergency, they could have texted Lisa. But I tried out a bunch of new material. I was very nervous. It had a lot to do with what's going on. And it went really good. I was so proud of it. Oh,
that's the best of the whole week. Yeah. I got you. Okay, good. Saturday night, Nevada Blind Children's Foundation, maybe... Man, I don't know that there has ever been a more perfect fundraiser event that I've done. And I've done some really great ones over the years.
Yeah.
It was scary. We were coming up to the time where I'm supposed to go on stage and everything's going to start. We looked at each other and went, this is too smooth. I'm freaked out. I don't know what's happening. You know?
Yeah.
This isn't right. I get up there. The auction kills everything I said. Funny.
Yes.
Every joke landed. Bang, bang, bang. The whole thing. Crushing it. Then we had kind of a big ask. We were trying to get a van, a $50,000 van. It's, you know, specially equipped for kids with disabilities.
Sure.
So we needed to try $50,000 for that. There's a couple hundred people in the room. I mean, that's a big ask, mm-hmm. right? So we get... like 13,000 up front that people didn't even know that they were donating. They were just donating.
Mm-hmm.
So we said, okay, listen, we're trying to buy this van. And I set them up the whole night. So by the time we leave here tonight, we're going to buy a van. Then I'd have people show, we're going to buy a what? A van. And everybody, you know, and everybody yes. yell it back. And it would, okay, we're going to buy a van. So the donations had already started rolling in. We had 13,000 up front. Okay. So I looked around the room and I said, I just have to ask, is there anybody willing to donate $37,000 right now? So we can, and that's it. And this lady raised her paddle.
Oh, God bless her.
I know. Tears. Everybody's crying. The standing ovation throughout the room. And I said, okay, well, that's cool. Well, now we're going to have to do, it's going to need service. It's going to need gas. It's going to need tires. So why don't we raise money for that? Okay, since she took care of the van, now the rest of us, maybe we can, you know, so we can all be a part.
Sure.
Right? This other lady over, so the one lady who gave the $37,000 is on my left. All the way to my right is another woman who's on the phone with her husband, and she goes, Henderson Chevrolet will donate the service for as long as it. Oh, that's it.
Incredible.
Again, tears, standing up.
Amazing.
The whole thing. Yeah, and it was nuts. It was just nuts. Finally, I just looked and I was like, okay, let's do gas. Okay, I'll do 1,000, blah, blah, blah. It was just bizarre.
Incredible.
And we ended up close to $100,000.
Let's go.
In that as well.
That's amazing.
So thank you, Nevada Blind Children's Foundation and everybody who was there. It was an amazing night. You all looked incredible. And that was good. And let's make it a great week. It's Chet Buchanan Show.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things on 98.5 KLUC.
Yes, first things first. Who's our first pick winner?
We got Bree Guzman from the Southwest.
All right, then. Be specific. What was the absolute best part of your weekend? We don't hear. Oh, wait a minute. Somebody was in here touching stuff while we were gone again, like
always.
They always do. So it's always funny that I have to go back in and make sure that everything is now reset. And I don't know why they touched them.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Bree. We hear you now. What was the absolute best part of your
Hello.
Weekend?
My best part of my weekend, probably just sleeping in from work.
I'll take that.
Love
I'll
that
take
answer.
That. That's usually not an acceptable answer, but we can hear that in your voice.
Yes.
That, like,
you know, I needed some rest.
Yeah, you really did.
Yeah.
You really did. And you're gonna need to kind of fuel up a little bit because you've got 4 resort hopper tickets to Legoland California Resort. So you got some steps in your future.
Thank you. Awesome.
Again, the world's largest Lego festival is coming to Legoland California Resort. Get ready for the most epic Lego play adventure May 3rd through June 8th. You can book now at Legoland.com. We will have tickets all week long. In fact, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to slot those into the first pick all week long.
Love.
So for those of you who get up early and listen to the show, we'll do that special for you that we'll do the Legoland tickets in this spot all week so you can win.
So much fun.
Could you narrow it down? Do you have an absolute best part of your weekend?
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Well, it was a long trip. But I will say I tried out some. Listen, it was wonderful to have that time with my partner.
Michaela went for a week-long cruise to Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
Oh, my. That she got paid for because she was performing, which is even better. But she also kind of needed to get away from, you know, you, me, everybody else. She needed a minute. Away yes. from all of us.
And I did.
Oh my God. And you look great. Like I can
Thank
see it on
you.
Your face.
Well, you know what's so funny? I was getting text still from my family in the group chat. So I said, here's a little life hack. I sent a text that said, this AT&T user is unable to receive text messages at this time. And then my family didn't know if it was true or not. So they didn't text me the whole week. And I was like, bye girls. Bye. That was really nice. We'll they knew if there that. Was an emergency, they could have texted Lisa. But I tried out a bunch of new material. I was very nervous. It had a lot to do with what's going on. And it went really good. I was so proud of it.
That's the best of the whole week.
Yeah.
I got you. Okay, good. Saturday night, Nevada Blind Children's Foundation. Maybe, man, I don't know that there has ever been a more perfect fundraiser event that I've done. And I've done some really great ones over the years.
Yeah.
It was scary. We were coming up to the time where I'm supposed to go on stage and everything's going to start. We looked at each other and went, this is too smooth. I'm freaked out. I don't know what's happening. You know?
Yeah.
This isn't right. I get up there. The auction kills. Everything I said. Funny.
Yes.
Every joke landed. Every bang, bang, bang. The whole thing. Crushing it. Then we had kind of a big ask. We were trying to get a van, a $50,000 van. It's, you know, specially equipped for kids with disabilities.
Sure.
So we needed to try $50,000 for that. There's a couple hundred people in the room. I mean, that's a big ask, mm-hmm. right? So we get like $13,000 up front that people didn't even know that they were donating. They were just donating.
Mm-hmm.
So we said, okay, listen. We're trying to buy this van. And I set him up the whole night. So by the time we leave here tonight, we're going to buy a van. Then I'd have people shout, we're going to buy a what? A van. And everybody, you know, and everybody
yes.
yell it back. And it would, okay, we're going to buy a van. So the donations had already started rolling in. We had $13,000 up front. Okay. So I looked around the room and I said, I just have to ask, is there anybody willing to donate $37,000 right now? So we can, and that's it. And this lady raised her paddle.
Oh, God bless her.
I know. Tears. Everybody's crying. The standing ovation throughout the room. And I said, okay, well, that's cool. Well, now it's going to need service. It's going to need gas. It's going to need tires. So why don't we raise money for that? Okay. Since she took care of the van, now the rest of us, maybe we can, you know, so we can all be a part.
Sure.
Right? This other lady over, so the one lady who gave the $37,000 is on my left. All the way to my right is another woman who's on the phone with her husband, and she goes, Henderson Chevrolet will donate the service for as long
God.
As it. And that's it.
Incredible.
Again, tears, standing up.
Amazing.
The whole thing. Yeah, and it was nuts. It was just nuts. Finally, I just looked, and I was like, okay, let's do gas. Okay, I'll do $1,000, blah, blah, blah. It was just bizarre.
Incredible.
And we ended up close to $100,000.
Let's go.
In that as well.
That's amazing.
So thank you, Nevada Blind Children's Foundation and everybody who was there. It was an amazing night. You all looked incredible.
Mm.
And that was good. And let's make it a great week. It's Chet Buchanan Show.
Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's just a great way to start a day.
It's a middle school kids and old people edition of the
good feeling stories of the day. Brought to you by Michael Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the diamond and wedding ring store. It was funny too. Speaking of which, I just saw a thing the other day. 78% of Gen Zers still listen to the radio. You think kids don't listen to the radio, don't even know what it is. Welcome. Thank you. We love you. We value you. We appreciate you. Thank you for listening to the Chet Buchanan Show. An eighth grader in Massachusetts, Michaela, named Sarah Wang, invented a new device that detects seizures. Kids don't get enough credit, man. And I listen, I've been as bad as anybody, you know, because the kids that are lazy and they're just, why are you sitting on the floor? You know, that kind of thing. It sticks with you. You know what I mean? There's so many great kids out there. Sarah Wang, eighth grader Sarah Wang in Massachusetts, her grandmother has epilepsy. Sarah found out that other devices that detect seizures don't really work that great, and it costs a bunch of money. So she was like, I'm gonna do something about it.
Love that.
She created a glove that is called the hand band.
Awesome.
That's more affordable. She just showed it off at this thing called the National STEM Festival in Washington, D.C., and they named her a national champion for it.
Incredible.
So they've hired a lawyer. They're trying to get it patented and get it to market. And this kid could, you know, she could end up owning all of us. We could all end up working for her.
Listen, that's so innovative and smart. I feel like this generation is also very solution-based. And that's so cool. Good for her.
I'm going to stay in this vein and tell you about three middle school girls near Seattle who just got the FBI's Exceptional Service Award. They saw a guy grab a six-year-old girl outside his apartment complex, and instead of just looking the other way and going on about their business, they said, no, dude. And did they call 911? Maybe, but not before they went, no, leave that kid alone, and they stopped him.
Oh, my girls.
Then the cops came, and because they witnessed it and told their story, he ended up pleading out his case. He got attempted luring and went to prison.
Oh my gosh, that's incredible.
I know. Now the old people part two. Child, this is adorable though. This is really adorable. I love these stories. These particular ones I love. Two childhood friends in England have reunited after almost 90 years apart. Jim and Betty, Jim Dougal and Betty Davidson, are both 96 years old. They lived across the street from each other when they were little, when they were eight. They used to walk to school together. Betty described Jim as her childhood sweetheart. And apparently Jim, you know, had some feelings as well, because Jim's son recently found an old class photo from 1936. That's before Hitler. That's before WWII. You know what I mean?
That's crazy.
So he shows Jim and goes, how many of these people do you remember? And Jim immediately points, you know, and tells the story about Betty. So Jim's son found out that most of their classmates are gone because they're 96.
Yeah.
But Betty was only 70 miles away. And they reconnected.
I love it. Oh my God.
Hey, have a great Monday. It's your Good Feeling Stories of the Day, brought to you by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring Store.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. The Chet Buchanan Show.
98.5. Ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Getting after it on Monday morning, the seventh day. Seventh day of
something like
April
that
already. Feels like April's been a month already.
Feels like this year has been 20 years.
It's been a long decade this year. It has already.
Yeah, no, I feel you on that.
Yeah, right.
By the way, if you've been waiting for the heat, maybe mid-90s by the middle of the week.
Let's go.
It'll get back down into the 80s next weekend, which will be perfect.
Yeah.
For everybody who's like, it's too soon.
That's going to be me. Don't look at me.
Oh, that's you?
That's going to be me.
Are you that guy?
On Wednesday when it says 95, I'm like, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, I just live it.
The lizard in me screams for it.
I bet. You just want to go out and lay on the sidewalk.
Literally.
Not the part in the shade.
No.
Yeah.
I want to feel the burn. I want to lay there and get the sun.
Like everybody's dog who goes out and roasts their belly on the on the patio.
Yeah, just roll me over.
Out on the concrete.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got you. This is wild. Research from the University of Calgary. I find pain to be fascinating because it's one of those things that you don't, like we all go, oh yeah, I know that hurts, mm-hmm. but I can't feel what you feel.
True.
You know what I mean? You can't feel what I feel.
True.
We can try and describe it, but it's really just kind of your own pain is kind of your own thing.
Yeah.
I have always believed my wife is tough. My wife goes through stuff because mm-hmm. she's got lupus and she's, you know, and there's just been a variety of different things
in
her life, mm-hmm. just besides her poor taste in men. you know, that's enough to deal with.
Yeah, poor Amy.
But oof, that poor woman. Mm-hmm. But research from the University of Calgary shows that women's pain may have been misunderstood for decades. In rodents, they're now finding biological differences between the sexes,
mm-hmm.
obviously. But males and females experience pain through different pathways. They've never seen this before,
mm-hmm.
or they've never found it, I guess. So what this means, what they have deduced, because they're researchers
mm-hmm.
at a university.
Fancy.
So they deduce things.
Mm.
We just figure stuff out. They deduce. They have deduced that certain pain medications, like opioids,
mm-hmm.
might not work so well on women as they do on men.
Ah,
that they've been making painkillers for men, not, you know, and just figuring it was one size fits all.
Yeah,
and they find out that women are different, which makes sense.
Totally,
but that, that they need to block this one certain hormone. And that it would make a big difference.
That's so interesting to me. I'll tell you what, yesterday I was on the plane coming home and not TMI. I was having like the worst cramps and I thought I was going to die.
Oh, no, that's TMI.
It was awful. Well, we're all adults here.
You were all adults.
The pain was so awful. And I was like, no, wait, does it get worse in the air? And Lisa was like, yeah, dude, I think it does.
Sure.
And it was just nothing. I took soap, Tylenols, everything. I took even more. I was like, I really hope I didn't take too much. It was awful. And I was like, just another day, another experience.
Yeah, that's a long flight too.
Yeah, 5 hours. It was rough.
Oh, yuck.
Yeah, so, but it makes sense.
Yuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, hopefully they'll, you know.
Figure it out.
Yeah.
Just more deducing.
That's right.
Sorry,
enough of the deducing. More of the acting.
Exactly.
More of making stuff happen. All right, let's do this right now. Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Let's just get to it. 702-364-9898. Two brand new contestants today. The leaderboard when we last left. You may remember, what was it? Best of the West that had jumped up mm-hmm. a bunch of spots. Best of the West in third place now with 11 wins overall. Silverado Ranch and Aliante tied for second with 14. Sunrise Manor,
City of Champions,
they're leading the way with 17 wins overall. It goes down from there. We're looking for two new contestants right now at 702-364-9898 for Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Today's winner gets tickets for Lady Gaga, the Mayhem Ball at T-Mobile Arena on Wednesday, July 16th. You may also be interested to know there's a show on Friday the 18th. You're on your own as far as those tickets. If you want those, you got to figure something else out.
We don't have those.
We, courtesy of our buddies at Live Nation, have tickets for the Wednesday the 16th show. You could win them now if you're today's champion on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Good luck.
Awesome way to wake up.
Wake up with the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Always puts me in a great mood.
On 98.5 KLUC.
All right, it's time for Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Two brand new contestants today. Contestant number one is who?
We have Danielle Solit from Silverado Ranch.
Silverado Ranch in the building. Tied for second place with 14 wins overall. How was your weekend, Danielle?
Pretty good.
All right. Let's find out who your contestant, your challenger will be. Who is that person?
That'll be Zoe Thomas from Spring Valley.
Oh man, Spring Valley's in the mix on here too. They've got 4 wins overall. They are in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8th place. Your community needs you, Zoe.
Yes.
Yes, hi. How are you guys doing?
We're good. We're really good. All right, make sure you buzz in with your name, okay? Don't answer until we call on you because you may think you got in first, but you might not have. And you don't want to blurt out the answer if the other person didn't know it and just, you know, hand the game over to them. First 1 to 3 is the winner. Your quiz master is the one, the only commissioner. Freshly back from Puerto Rico. Oh my God. She's a new person.
Thank you.
And the old person was really great. And she's a new person. It's fantastic.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Michaela Gordon.
This legendary rapper, best known from movies like 8 Mile, is officially a grandpa.
Danielle.
I had Danielle. Did you have Danielle?
I felt like I had Zoe, but I think it was just her noise. So I think it's Danielle.
You want to rock?
Oh, you both said your name. Okay, well, rock, paper, scissors, over.
Or on three?
I've got Danielle. You've got Zoe. Who did you? Yeah, I've got Danielle.
I got Zoe.
Is it on shoot? One, two. How do you want to do it?
Well, I would prefer if we do rock, paper, scissors, shoot. And on shoot, we reveal.
Oh, I'm a 1-2. I'm a 1-2-3 shoot.
Okay. Who does 1-2-3? Okay.
You say rock, paper, scissors.
Yeah, and then shoot. And on then, shoot is where the reveal
I'll
is.
I'll tell you however you
perfect.
Want to.
Thank
however
you.
However you want to lose. It doesn't matter to me.
All right, let's go.
Okay, ready?
Let's do this.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Both paper.
Paper.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
I had rock, he had scissors. Danielle gets the point.
Yeah.
One zip, Danielle. Oh yeah, Eminem. We knew you had it. Everybody had it. We knew everybody had the answer. All right, Danielle is up 1-0.
This legendary pop singing diva got yelled at by her son
Zoe got in first.
Is it Mariah Carey?
Is it Mariah Carey?
Yeah, wow. Dude.
Okay, what was
that?
That
was so good. She embarrassed her son during his live Twitch stream. And he was like, get out, Mom. I don't care that you're Mariah Carey. Get out of here.
Celebrities, they're just like us.
I loved
it. They really are.
Diva.
Celebrities just like
diva,
us.
Diva.
Uh-huh.
We are tied at 1.
Rumor Willis said she still bathes with her adult sisters and even sleeps with her mama when they have sleepovers. What's her famous mom's name?
I don't know. Oh, wait, I think I do know this one.
Well, then you better buzz in because time's almost up. Are you going to buzz in? Buzz in, buzz in, buzz in.
Zoe,
would you like to answer?
Yes, it's the woman from that new horror movie. It was, what's her name? I know.
3, 2, 1. We gave you a lot of time.
Yeah,
the answer you were looking for was Demi Moore.
Yes, it was.
Yes,
so, Danielle with 1, Zoe with 1, I've got 1. If I get to 3 first, nobody wins anything. So, here we go. Next question.
This wrestler turned actor is writing a true crime book about a story being told in the upcoming Martin Scorsese movie he's starring in. Can you smell what he's cooking?
Danielle. Dwayne Johnson.
Is it Dwayne The Rock Johnson? Yes, it is.
You know it.
Danielle up 2-1.
This Old Town Road singer is saying being friends with Camila Cabello.
Danielle, I think, got it.
Yeah.
You heard Danielle?
Yes.
I heard Danielle. Danielle for the win.
Lil Nas X.
Are we looking for Lil Nas X for the win? We've got a brand new champion.
Good job, sister.
Good
And Danielle, how did you pronounce her last name? Sullet?
Yeah,
Sullet.
Danielle Sullet from Silverado Ranch moves them into second place all by themselves. Silverado Ranch's 15th win overall. Danielle's first win overall. She's got Lady Gaga tickets. We have to say goodbye to Zoe.
Sorry, Zoe.
Bye.
Have a good day, buddy. Thank you for playing.
Thank you.
And then Danielle, we'll meet back here tomorrow as you defend your brand new title on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown, all right?
Awesome.
All right, buddy. Have a good day.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Good morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
Every morning.
Wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
Did you see this story, Liza? Oh, you were out of the country. Did you see the big deal about them rescuing? I don't know what the proper term is. Everybody says rescued. These seven tigers from this dude up in Pahrump?
No.
Yeah. This guy, Carl Mitchell, he used to run, I forget what it was called, like Big Cat Adventures, something like that. He had a thing. He didn't have all the permits. You know, these.
Is this another Tiger King situation?
Yes.
Oh, here we go.
Yes. to the point that Carol Baskin has gotten involved.
No,
remember her?
No.
So last Wednesday.
That stupid flower crown.
Confiscated. That's a good word. Authorities in Nevada confiscated seven tigers from this Carl Mitchell guy. He claimed they were his service animals. Seven tigers.
Goodbye.
They're your service animals. And then they wanted to take the tiger because, he didn't have the permits.
Yeah.
Why are these guys? Listen, I don't really know anybody personally that owns tigers, right? When I used to live in Green Valley, our neighbor, the rumor in the house, and it's been confirmed that the people across the street, that they had a tiger.
Oh.
That they had one.
Was it Siegfried and Roy?
I never saw the tiger.
That's all I know.
No. Oh, yeah. And then there was one other guy that had tigers too. It was like a Timu or a Wish version of Siegfried and Roy. He was good.
Yeah.
Came to Toy Drive every year. We'd bring a tiger to Toy Drive every year.
Oh, wow.
But we were always kind of like, I don't know if this is the best thing for us.
Yeah, dude. It's a tiger.
Yeah.
Wild.
Well, I was up on the scaffold when a tiger ain't coming up.
Oh, sure. You're like, yeah, bring the tiger. What do I care?
But the carnage down on the ground could have been devastating. Could have been knocking bikes over.
Good press, though.
All press is good press.
Yeah,
sure. But this guy, he tried to fight the cops when they were taking his tigers. And so now he's in jail because he was fighting the cops. If he'd just let him go, probably not a big deal.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. But no permits and all that stuff. So the tigers are in Arkansas now.
Oh.
And Carol Baskin felt the need to speak up because she's the big freaking tiger expert.
What is wrong with her? What did she have to
say? What's wrong with us?
Fair.
What's wrong with us?
Hear that deeply.
That's become a... We're thrilled to learn that the tigers confiscated. And I already my eyes rolled. I'm bored.
Yeah.
We're glad to hear that the cats in Nevada were rescued by our good friends in Arkansas. Shut up.
Carol, enough. Where's your husband? Stop messing around. It's a real investigation I want to be a part of.
Yeah, right? We've got the tigers.
Where's your husband,
where's
babe?
Your husband 5 years later?
Yeah.
Let's reopen that investigation.
Yeah, crawl.
Yeah, okay. So we've got two things we got to figure out from today. If you've been listening in the last 30 minutes. We got to figure out why women feel pain different than men and fix that problem.
Thank you.
And yeah, I say that we do some more poking around about Carol Baskin. or I have a third option.
Okay.
Or I have a third option. We can forget about all of that. Focus on tickets to Mom Talk Live, The Unholy Tea, at the Palazzo Theater at the Venetian Resort, Saturday, June 7th. Our friends at Live Nation have been kind enough to provide us with tickets. We will give them to you for the 177-second survey. That's coming up in like 10 minutes. Then immediately following that, today's relationship rehab. What's her name? Danielle in the Northwest. She's wondering if she's about to become that girl at work.
Oh, no.
That girl. Which girl do you think that is? You said, oh, no. Which girl do you think that girl
is? I immediately went to negative, but maybe it is a positive.
Because I made air quotes. No, it's
yeah, but it's not.
She's worried that, and she might be.
Oh.
It's easy to get a reputation.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I know.
So all of that at 8 o'clock, Relationship Rehab, Chris Brown tickets for the Allegiant Stadium show. So a lot of good reasons for you to stay right here with the Chet Buchanan Show. Hey.
The Chet Buchanan Show, waking you up weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m.
The only morning show I wake up with.
98.5 KLUC.
Brian's taking the 177-second survey.
The one and only. Which Brian one? Flavin.
From where?
From college in Horizon and Henderson.
Yeah, yeah. That's Hendertucky-ish. You know? Kinda.
Still learning.
Hey, Brian.
How's it going?
Oh, hey, man.
Hi. Okay.
Thanks for asking. All right, you ready for your 177-second survey?
I am.
Good. Be specific. What was the absolute best part of your weekend?
My day off on Sunday when I didn't have to go to work.
Yeah? What'd you do with it?
Yeah. I played video games. Spent some time with the family.
Good for you.
Nice.
Yeah, that's excellent. 20% of Gen Zers, 1 in 5, have never handwritten a letter. Now, that doesn't seem so crazy to me. But the question I wanted to ask was, when was the last time that you wrote a letter?
I write emails all the time. Would that count?
No.
Handwritten.
Handwritten, probably about a month ago.
To who? The judge?
Co-workers. Mm-hmm. Yeah, if they write some leave notes and stuff like that, you know.
Okay, workers. But was it now, this is where this gets weird. Was it a note or was it a letter? And what's the difference?
So I would say they're notes because it would become a letter once you put it in an envelope.
Ah, it's a letter if you put it in an envelope and send it.
Oh my God, that's so funny. That's the criteria.
Yeah. So, I'll ask you again. When was the last time you wrote a letter? I couldn't tell you. Honestly, I couldn't tell you.
For that criteria, I would say, yeah, I wouldn't be able to tell you either.
I couldn't tell you.
That's so funny. Very on brand for me. My therapist makes me write letters.
Yeah, you love that
stuff. Like once a month. But I also write, I wrote one to Lisa last month for Valentine's Day. I love handwritten letters.
But was that a letter?
No, it was.
Knowing what we know.
Well, to me, a note is literally just like on a sticky pad. Like the letter I wrote to Lisa was the back and front page. It was a full out letter. It was beautiful. A note is like a little sticky pad.
Isn't that just a long note?
No. What you wrote? What do you think is a letter?
What Brian said. Did you put it in an envelope?
Well, you could put a note in an envelope.
But what if you write something in a birthday card?
No, that's not a letter.
But it goes in an envelope.
It's not a letter. But you don't send it. So you got to put it in you got to send it.
So now a stamp's involved.
Probably.
When's the last time you
bought
stamps?
That's so funny. I don't see it like that.
No, this is what I'm saying, though. But with that in mind, I mean, we can dance around all day on what it is and what it isn't. But
yeah.
If it is that, let's just go with that being the definition. When's the last time you did it? I can't remember.
Yeah, I guess so. I haven't sent a letter in the mail.
I think it was when we took the horse-drawn carriage to school.
Exactly.
I mean, I went to the one-room schoolhouse and got water out of the creek. I don't know. I don't freaking know. And there's the buzzer, and Brian, we know you can't. You don't really believe you could outrun a horse in a 100-meter dash, do you?
No.
Good for you.
Could you outrun? By the way, a horse goes about 40 miles an hour. Usain Bolt, fastest man ever, went about 28 miles an hour. Ooh. So ain't nobody outrunning no horse.
No way.
But 1 in 50 people does believe that they could. do you believe you could outrun a crocodile?
A crocodile? It depends, because usually a crocodile is just going to do like a little short sprint and then stop. But if he's running the entire way, no.
Is this that guy who had those tigers up in Pahrump? Because you seem to know a lot about this kind of stuff. I don't.
Brian, be honest.
What?
If you hit the crocodile with a zigzag, that's how you
right,
get away.
Yes, that's what I was going to say, too.
Mm-hmm.
If you go in a straight line, no, you're going to
hit him with the zigzags and be like,
listen,
oh.
Adrian's right.
If I was running for my life from that alligator, I could.
Also,
oh my God.
Probably, yes. Do you believe, Brian, that you could outrun an elephant?
Elephant, no, because they run pretty fast too.
1 in 5 says they could. No, and they're big. They take long strides.
Mm-hmm.
Elephants go about 20 miles an hour. Elephants go 20 miles an hour. Remember Usain Bolt, 28 miles an hour.
That's...
So Usain Bolt, maybe. Me and you, no shot.
Everybody else, never.
All right, brother. Enjoy your tickets to Mom Talk, the Unholy Tea at the Palazzo Theater. Hang on one second.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Gotta feel good. What year was that song? 20.
Dude, like 09? Oh, 10. Is it that far? 2000?
God, is it even that? Is it that far? I thought it was like 14.
Really? But it's so good. God, that song is so good.
But how did, but like, so you know the money's 2011.
Okay.
So you know the money had started to fade off. Although, you know, it got a resurgence. The song got a resurgence because DJ started playing it because people would sing, you know, in the videos and the crowds going crazy. So then I'm sure that the mailbox money picked up again. And then like, hey, there's this artist, Dochi. You know, she's had a hit. She's kind of on the come up. She might want to use that in her song.
The best.
And now Gotye is the guy who's making all the money.
I know. I love it.
That's awesome. All right. Relationship rehab. Chet Buchanan Show is brought to you by WSS, the largest selection of top name brands and styles and prices you'll love. Shop in-store or online at shopwss.com. WSS, best value always. Danielle is worried that she may be becoming, quote-unquote, that girl.
Mm-hmm.
Here's her story. I dated a coworker in my department for about a year. Wasn't a fling. It was a full-on relationship. Everybody in the office knew.
Mm-hmm.
At first, it was fun. We kept it professional at work until it wasn't. We broke up about 5 months ago, and it got messy. There have been awkward run-ins, gossip. Eventually, HR had to get involved because of some inappropriate DMs that he sent me after we split. I never wanted it to blow up like that, but it became office drama for months. I even considered quitting and getting another job.
Oof.
Here's where it gets complicated, says Danielle. A new coworker started recently on a different team, but we cross paths a lot. We've been talking, texting a little. I honestly feel like there's a real connection. He's smart, funny, mature. Nothing like my ex.
Oh, God.
Shots fired.
Mm-hmm.
But part of me thinks I'd be dumb to ignore this just because of the past. The other part of me is terrified of being labeled the girl who, in quotes, just dates around the office. I know people still talk, and I don't want to give them more to gossip about, and I definitely don't want to end up in another HR mess. So, what do I do? Trust my gut and explore something real, or avoid it completely to protect my reputation and job?
Ooh, tough.
P1HS, which I'm assuming means P1 since high school.
I love it.
Danielle in the Northwest. Ay, ay, ay. 702-364-9890. I'm torn. The best ones of these for me are when I'm torn.
Yeah, me
and
too.
I'm torn.
Uh-huh.
I feel like if we talk it out loud that the answer will come clear.
Sure.
But I don't know. And this is where you come in. 702-364-9898. Caller number 25. We'll get you on the radio. We'll get your opinion. And we'll get you some Chris Brown Breezy Bowl tour. Breezy Bowl XX tour. At Allegiant Stadium, Saturday, September 20th, somebody, when we get done with all this, we're going to upgrade your tickets. We're going to upgrade a pair of tickets.
Love us for that.
All this. So you get tickets and maybe a chance to get upgraded tickets, and away we go. And then we get to figure this whole thing out.
Because right.
Is Danielle becoming that girl? Well, maybe. Maybe. Call us now, which I thought Adrian was flooding our screen with. He just can't attack to him, which is the worst thing ever in relationship. And then I realized it's talk to the, go ahead and talk to the guy. Talk to him. You know what I mean?
Oh.
Or don't talk to him. And I was like, oh, thank God.
Oh, my God.
Wake it up with the Chet Buchanan Show. Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. 98.5 98.5 KLUC.
All right, so Danielle in the Northwest dated a coworker in her department for about a year. It was a full-on relationship. Ended up messy. Gossip, innuendo. Mm-hmm. They ended up going to HR because he was sending her nasty DMs.
Sure.
And it was bad. And there's you know, a lot of talk in the office. Now there's a new coworker, and she's like, okay, this guy's way better than the other guy. Although they dated for the other guy, she dated for about a year. So it couldn't have been all bad.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And she doesn't know if she gets involved with another guy at work.
Sister.
I jump back and forth on this one. And yeah, on the one side, it's like, ah, God, why would you deny yourself love? But on the other side, like Jennifer said, Jennifer used bad words that I can't say on the radio, but the office is what you will be labeled. Do not do it, says Jennifer. I'm interested. 702-364-9898. Who's going to Chris Brown?
Simone is.
Simone is? Down here. Hi, Simone.
Hi.
Hi. So what do you tell Danielle in this situation?
I would say go for it. You don't want to miss out on love. However, keep it on the down low and go slow about it. Don't flaunt your relationship because then everybody at work is going to think you're just doing whatever you're doing. And also, it could affect her career in the long run if she's known for sleeping around with people at work. Nobody's going to take her seriously when promotion time comes.
Boy.
So any work fling she has, whatever love she's trying to find, she needs to just take it slow and keep it on the down low.
Oh, you're good.
She's right. Mm-hmm. Simone, you're right. Have fun at Chris Brown. Hang on one second. That's what she did with the first one. Mm-hmm. And it still didn't.
Blew up in her face.
So let the record show that I have now swung over to the side of run, don't do it. Lauren, why is that the way to go?
I say keep your peace and keep your job.
Yeah. Because she did, you know, like she said, it was a full-on relationship. It was fun, and we kept it professional. And then it wasn't.
Well, yeah.
And we didn't, you know what I mean?
Sure.
So I love the idea that you found this guy and you think he might be the right one for you. Man, I just don't know. It's the old don't do that in your mess kit.
Yep.
Don't where you eat.
Mm-hmm.
All of those things.
Mm-hmm.
That's a variation of don't.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah. What is it again?
Don't. Where you eat.
Right. Okay. Got it. Yes. Yes.
Right. Yeah. Veronica, you're out on this one, huh?
Yeah, I wouldn't do it. You don't want to be labeled at anything. Plus, men come and go. You can find someone somewhere else, just not at your work.
Yeah. Yeah. And I know it's tempting, but oof. Michaela, where are you at on this? I can't read you right now. Are you jumping back and forth too?
No, I was pretty clear on my decision.
Okay.
Here's the number one thing. Who cares what they say about you at work? Who cares? But
not everybody's got your...
I know, but just my opinion.
Ability.
And this would be my motivational talk to my girlfriend. So who cares what they say about you? I would say it's just difficult dating at work because it was all bliss with the first guy, but then it gets messy, which is inevitable. Just focus on your career, sister. Go find a different guy. Don't mess with it at work. For your own mental health and job, just make your money, sister. Find him elsewhere.
Yeah. And I do love the who cares what they say, but not everybody can deal with that.
No, of course.
But you're tough. You gotta, you know... You look like you're, you know, the sweet one and the guy behind, but she's the one that'll murder you in your sleep.
It's true. But you also have to be about that money. Yeah. And that's the motivation.
Right. No, right.
You don't need those people to be your friends.
Yeah.
Make your money.
And you do, you know, when you do something, like you go to therapy and stuff, like you're well equipped.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're not, the rest of us are not that. We're not.
Well, thank you.
We're not you.
Well.
Supergirl.
Thank you very much.
Adrian, I've purposely not looked at you.
I know, not even blinked.
My reasoning, it may not be fair, but I just get like, I just want this woman to go outside. Like, go outside and find your partner. Yes. Stop doing it at work. You tried it. It didn't work. Now, please go outside. Come on. Please, stop being lazy.
You know what? That's it. Nailed it.
Go outside. Yeah, go outside.
Go outside.
Go touch grass. All right?
Yeah. Why does work have to be everything? True. Already give them enough. Don't give them your personal life, too.
Yes.
Yeah. Get out of there. And also,
wait, do we all agree?
For once?
Oh, my God.
It's a beautiful thing.
Exactly.
They would come upon something. No, and we worked our way there.
Yes, we did.
That's the way to go.
Mm-hmm.
No, but Adrian hit on that. That's the smart thing. Don't let this become your entire life. And also, like Jennifer said, where we started, and I'll wrap this up as we go full circle. You also don't become the office.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, that's good. Run, girl. I'm sorry. I'm sure he's great. He ain't that great.
Mm-mm.
Oh, good. That's a good relationship, Rhea. Nice job.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
I laugh all the way to work.
Whenever I'm in the car, I'm just laughing the whole time.
98.5 KLUC.
Good Lord. Did we talk about your friend Teresa? How do you say her name? Giudice?
From
Real Housewives. We talk about her?
Sometimes, but I don't remember about what.
About taxes?
No.
Have you filed your taxes yet?
Absolutely not. I filed an extension.
Adrian, you file your tax?
Not yet.
Me neither.
It's the first year I got to pay, so I was like, I'm not paying this.
Really? No.
Yes.
Really? Oh, yeah, because you're killing it. And yeah, you don't have anything to...
It's not supposed to work.
Yeah,
give me a refund. Right? Give me a refund.
No refund this year. I made that money! I know. Well, whatever you got working, it ain't this bad. How do you say her name?
Giudice.
Yeah, okay. That's what I thought, but she and her husband, Luis Ruelas, they're $3 million in tax debt.
But didn't she, I swear to God, she like served prison time for tax evasion a few years ago. Oh, for fraud.
It was for fraud in 20. And the only reason I know is because it says it right here. An 11-month prison sentence 10 years ago for fraud. Now she owes just shy of $304,000. He owes $2.6
million. No.
And he had previously been issued another tax lien for $163,000. And change.
Okay, now listen, I'm not rich, so I don't know how this goes, but how do these celebrities find themselves with all of these like tax debt? Like, that's crazy to me.
How do you just go, oh, that'll take care of itself somehow?
Yeah, like, I don't understand it. I'm saying it out loud while I'm trying to process in my mind, but like, babe, don't you have a team? Don't you have someone that's like, hey, do this?
Why don't you have a guy?
Yeah, don't you have a guy?
No, my wife and I just this year, because we were like, honestly, true story. I have sweaty armpits right now just talking about this.
Yes, do it.
Because I haven't done it. And I know this is why I don't have my act together yet. It will literally take me 2 hours. I have plans to do it tomorrow.
Ooh, even your little voice cracked.
And the ever famous, oh, I'll do it tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
I've been saying I'll do it tomorrow for the last 3 months.
Same sister. Same.
Okay. So... but even my wife and I were talking about, we need to kind of figure out where we're at and just open up another account.
Totally.
You know what I mean? So it doesn't slap you in the face.
Totally.
Like a fish.
Yeah.
Or like that thing that Dana White's doing. You know
power
what I mean?
Slap.
That's power slap.
It's just a power slap you in the face.
And it's like, when it's like having one of them big German dudes. With the shaved head and no neck.
Who would want to do that? It's insane to me.
Power slap. That's another story for another time. But yeah, but that's what my tax bill feels like, is power slap.
I know.
Who wants all that? Why don't these people do that?
Yeah. But also just get a guy. No. You know what, Teresa, I have no sympathy for you. You've already done this 10 years ago. If you have to go back to prison, you deserve it.
Yeah, you ripped off the other people. Now you're ripping off the government.
Yeah.
And by extension, you're ripping off Michaela.
Yeah.
I won't stand.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
9 o'clock Monday morning, back in the saddle, the Jeff Buchanan Show is. She is Michaela Gordon. He is Adrian Hernandez, refreshed, relaxed, ready to go. I really believe that my destiny in life, Michaela,
tell me.
True story. I really believe that
at some point, I or my wife, we're going to find something and it's going to make us rich beyond our wildest dreams. I don't know why. Or I feel that it's already in my possession and we just haven't figured it out.
That's so cool because you have a lot of antiques at the farm, right? Like there's just so much cool stuff.
And I don't know if that's what's triggered this thing or, you know, or whatever, but I swear that this is going to be our story one day. This woman in Pennsylvania, her name is Heidi Markow. And by the way, you will know the punchline to this story about a line and a half in. In fact, you'll know in the next 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, in the next 10 words. You ready?
Ready.
Heidi, start counting, purchased a drawing for just $12 at a collector's auction.
She's rich.
You know where this is going. Only to find out that this $12 drawing of a nude lady might be an authentic Renoir.
Wow.
Renoir.
Now, I'm going to tell you that I said, wow, like I knew who Renoir was, but I'm assuming it's like a Picasso vibe.
I have to tell you, if you're going to say it like that, if you're going to say Renoir.
Yeah.
You know, it's, yeah.
It's rich.
Sure. Yeah. Right. Uh-huh. That $12 could turn into thousands. She goes, I didn't even know what it was. I just knew that I wanted it. This piece just stood out to me as something special. So she bought the naked lady drawing, not even having a clue what it was. It just spoke to her. It said, get me in your life.
Yes.
And so she answered the call. And yeah, there's this super... The Wildenstein, this sounds made up. The Wildenstein Plattner Institute. Well, now, if it's an institute, it must be special. Yeah. They're now examining the piece to determine whether it is authentic or not.
Oh, my gosh.
We will try to track this story and give you an update when we can. All right. Everybody have a great day. It's Monday. Thank you for listening to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Wake up, get up, take me everywhere you go. The Chet Buchanan Show. Listen live on the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app and listen anywhere.
Nightmare fuel. This is nightmare. Seriously, you might, this, oh, it's 9:30. Kids are, but if you still got the preschoolers, you know, the pre-Ks, if you still got them in the car, this, just watch yourself here. So there's this babysitter in Kansas, right? Mm-hmm. The kid comes out and goes, it's the old, there's a monster under my bed. Come and look. No, there's nothing under your bed. Yes, there is. No, there isn't. Yes, there is. All right, shut up.
Of course.
Go on pause, put the food down, find a place where you're drinking.
You're like, you just don't want to go to sleep. You're faking it.
Babysitter looks under the bed. Yeah, there was a dude. There was a monster under the bed. Yeah, there was a monster under the bed.
Oh my God, that's terrifying.
Dude runs out. I know, right? It says here, the suspect then fled the scene after a brief altercation. Now, I don't know, the cops were called, right?
Yeah, of course.
That's how we know about this, because the cops got him, okay? I don't know if the altercation was with the babysitter and possibly the child.
Could you imagine fighting with a 6-year-old?
I would hope the kid had a weapon at that point. You know what I mean? Because like, you know, there's a monster under the bed. So you've got your toy lightsaber or whatever. And hopefully you got a couple of wax in.
Yeah, baseball bat.
The suspect, like I said, has been apprehended. There had been a brief altercation. The suspect fled the scene after a brief altercation. Then they caught him later. Yeah, so there was a fight with the babysitter and possibly the kid.
Yeah, well, good for the babysitter.
The guy has now been apprehended. He once lived at that house. And it's not really clear why he had come back and what he was doing under the bed or what his deal was in general. But all's well that ends well. And, you know, and he's in jail.
Yeah, good, you weirdo.
But from now on, and I apologize for putting this in the back of everybody's head now.
I know, Chad. Even in my 30s, I'm going to be terrified to sleep tonight. Thank you.
I realize, I'm like, okay, well, this is just an interesting story, and I find it funny that, oh my God, there really was a dude, because it all ended up okay. But yeah, now, from mommy, there's a monster. Here we go. Great. Here we go. This is it. This is how we die.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, it's The More You Know. Before we go, the original Nintendo game, Super Mario Brothers, the entire game is on a 32 kilobyte cartridge, right?
Mm-hmm.
That means the file size of the entire game of the original Super Mario Brothers is probably around a third of the file size of one photo on your phone today.
Wow.
I know.
It's a wild time.
I bought a fancy camera forever ago, and it was, the pictures are 5 megapixels. Ooh. Now you'd throw your phone in the river if we had one. You would. You would find a place. You'd throw it into the freeway. You'd be like, somebody run over this.
Don't even want it.
My phone sucks. No, this is so random. No basketball movie has ever made $100 million at the domestic box office. Space Jam made $90 million. White Men Can't Jump made $76 million. And nothing else even comes close. But
wow.
No basketball movie has ever made $100 million. Now, by extension, I'm assuming that means that there is a football movie, a baseball movie, maybe even a hockey movie. I wonder how much money Miracle made. Greatest movie.
Yeah, because like Varsity Blues, The Blind Side, like I feel like they rocked it.
Yeah, all those. The Natural. There's Bull Durham, all that, baseball movies kill it.
Yeah. But yeah.
Basketball movies, not so much. And just so you know, take this knowledge with you today. Use it wisely. Use it appropriately. Okay? just know that it's illegal to own more than 6 sex toys in the state of Texas. I don't know what you're going to do with that information. I said what I said, and that's okay. It. We're going to go now.
Everybody,
have an amazing day.
Good to know.
Yeah. No, I'm just going to leave it there. No, I'm not going to continue down this line. In fact, I'm going to go. Follow us on social. Follow me at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN. Do it now. Follow us at 985KLUC. Adrian, welcome back.
Chet, we're just gearing up. We're getting ready. WrestleMania less than 3 weeks away here in Las Vegas, which is going to be awesome, man. Follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Heavyweight Radio plus 4 brand new episodes of Unlikely. Go search Unlikely with Adrian Hernandez on YouTube and, of course, that free Odyssey app.
And Michaela Gordon.
Follow me at Michaela Gordon, MIKALAH.
Mm-hmm.
We back, baby.
On. One last gulp of coffee before we go. Hurry up. I thought you had more, so that's why we got caught in the middle
I wanted you to gulp into the microphone.
No, it's fine. Good. Yeah. You know what? I need a little extra. It's Monday. Listen. Everybody have a seriously great day. Thank you for everything today. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.